friends, and welcome to this week's episode of Grits in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths. It is so good to be with you today, and Honey is a little feisty today, so you may hear Honey in the background as she joins us in worship instead of sleeping through my recording. It is good to be with you today on this second Sunday after Epiphany. Last week was a beautiful, beautiful day, and we rejoice in becoming officially a member of the United Methodist Church and all the joy and connection that that brings. So this week, we start moving forward as an official United Methodist congregation. I hope that you enjoyed your Sunday. I hope that you will enjoy this Sunday here in South Georgia. There may be snow, so we are not prepared for that. So I hope that wherever you are, you're warm and safe and happy. So now, let us come together in a time of worship. The Lord be with you. And we all say together, and also with you. Today's Old Testament lesson comes from the prophet Isaiah. We are in the 49th chapter of Isaiah, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born, while I was in my mother's womb. He named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing." Sorry, honey's acting out. "In vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord said, "Who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, the one who deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us come together now and recite those words that remind us of the things that we believe, the tenets of our faith. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today just honored to be named by you, to be named as one of yours, to be called holy callings that we each have, to be called into your fold, to be known by you. Let us know you as you know us and call you by name. Hear us now as we pray those words that your Son, our Savior, taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson comes from the gospel according to John. We're in the first chapter, verses 29 through 42. Hear now the word of the Lord. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself do not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and testified that this is the chosen one." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, may this message resound with others the way it resounded with me. May it be a reminder that we are named by you, that you know us and love us and call on us by name. And let us do the same in return. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Names can evoke a lot of emotions. We know literary villains by name: Voldemort, Darth Vader, Vecna, Hannibal Lecter, Nurse Ratchet. We know heroes by name too: Indiana Jones, Harry Potter, Luke Skywalker, Captain America. Get a feeling in our souls when we hear those names. Names are important. I give everything a name, even my cars. I've driven Gogi's old Volvo grocery getter station wagon, Bertha. I had a white Camry named Blanche. And my current vehicle is named Bessie. Katie is a nickname, but I know when I'm in trouble. I can tell when I've crossed a line, usually with some kind of sarcastic comment, because my friends use my full government name, Catherine, usually said with some kind of exasperated fashion, lets me know just where I stand. And I knew when I was little that I was really in trouble when my mother called me by my brother's name. When I read today's passage, it was interesting to me how many names there were in these few verses for the triune God. In the Isaiah passage, we see these names: Lord, my God, Redeemer of Israel, the Holy One, and then the more specific, the Holy One of Israel. In the John passage, we see God called Jesus, Lamb of God, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, Chosen One, and Rabbi or Teacher. Each one of these names evokes a different emotion. Each one of them describes God in a way that helps the people who were learning from these passages relate to God. That is part of the beauty and complexity of God. We can use all of those phrases to describe God, and it still does not cover all of who God is. There's the unspeakableness of the Old Testament Yahweh to the precious name of Jesus. I love that about God. I love that we can name God what we need her to be at the moment. Do we need to learn a lesson? God can be our rabbi, our teacher. Do we need saving from our sins and ourselves? Jesus is our Messiah. Do we need to feel the presence of God today? We are given the Holy Spirit. There are over 150 names just for Jesus in the New Testament. How do you need God in your life? Do you need peace in your life? He is the Prince of Peace. Do you need wisdom to make a decision? God is named Wisdom in the book of Proverbs, and lucky for us, Wisdom is a woman. Are you starting something new? God is the Alpha and the Omega. There's nothing that we can name that we need from God that He won't be able to help us with and be the namesake of. God knows our names and He knows our hearts. And when we say the name of God, just like she says ours, it strengthens our relationship. But it's not just God's name that's important. Our own names are a big part of who we are and how we see ourselves. Have you ever heard someone say, "You look like a Pete"? When we find out a new baby is coming, the first thing they ask is, "Boy or girl?" The next thing is, "Have you picked a name yet?" That name is important. Here in the South, it's especially important because we have to monogram everything that will stand still with the baby's new name or initials. At the end of the passage in John, we see the first disciple called. Simon recognizes that Jesus is the Messiah or the Anointed One. And because Simon decides to make that change in his life and follow Jesus, he gets a new name. Simon becomes Cephas or Peter. I'm sure his mother still called him Simon. I'm sure he answered to both. I'm sure that when he heard someone call him Simon, he knew exactly what part of his life that person was from. I'm sure there was no better sound to him than hearing Jesus call him Peter. One of my very first friends is named Catherine. We were born 6 days apart and share the same name. For the life of me, I cannot call her by her married name. She has an amazing husband. I love him dearly. But for me, she will always be Catherine Tribble. Catherine Thompson just doesn't sound right. Seems like a different person, even though she's exactly the same sweet soul she's always been. Not too many years ago now, I got an addition to my name. It's still strange for me to see Reverend Catherine Griffiths in print anywhere. Seems like that belongs to a totally different person. But it represents a change in my life. It shows a marking of a moment when I chose to fulfill a specific calling to ministry. It has also opened up a whole new world of nicknames, which I'm here for. Pastor Katie, Padre, and my personal favorite, the Priestess. Always for people not only to say my name, but a multi-layered way for them to remind me of this new calling and, more importantly, not to take myself too seriously. A reminder that I am a child of God with a really fun sense of humor. A reminder that I'm not just one thing. I am Katie, I am Catherine, I am Reverend, and every once in a while, I'm the priestess. Jesus, I am sure, loved to hear his mother's voice as she called his name. I am sure he loved to hear the men and women that were his friends call to him. It showed the humanness of the life he was living. I am also sure that when Lazarus came out of the grave, it was a wonderful sound to hear him once again say the name of his friend Jesus. I am also sure that Jesus was equally as happy to hear Simon call him the Messiah, or for God's voice to come down and call him beloved. He was all of those things and so much more. He was to the people who were in his inner circle. He was to the people who heard him preach and teach all over the ancient world. He is to each and every one of us now. His name, Jesus's name, is whatever we need it to be when we call on him to be our Savior. I am sure he loves to hear that sound just as much as he did to hear the voice of God. We went through a name change here last week. We added three little letters to St. Paul Chapel. UMC. United Methodist Church. Those three letters represent a lot. They represent a connection to the theology and teachings of John and Charles Wesley and their mother, Suzanne. They represent generations of itinerant preachers who have come before me to this community, and one in particular who found this very place where his horse could get a cold drink of water in the South Georgia heat. They represent the connectional nature of the United Methodist Churches throughout our conference, our state, and our world. They represent a commitment to a doctrine that seeks to be inclusive and loving to all people who seek salvation through Jesus Christ, our Messiah, the Chosen One. No matter what name you call on for help from our God, she will answer. It is the beauty of who God is, who his Son is and was, and what the Holy Spirit represents here on earth. God is there for us to fill any need that we have. The Spirit was there when we were just St. Paul Chapel, and the Spirit will be there for us now that we have some extra letters on the end of our name. Jesus loves me whether I'm behaving and I'm called Katie or whether I'm being mischievous and people call me Catherine. He was there for me before I added Reverend to the beginning of my name, and she will support and love me as I continue to walk this path of ministry. The good news is, God will do the same for you, no matter what you're calling. No matter how long you have been doing it, or if you have yet to discover what it is. Simon was a child of God covered in his grace. Peter was a child of God covered in his grace. He was the first in the Gospel of John, outside of John the Baptist, to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. He had faith enough to walk on water in the Gospel according to Matthew, and that's also where Jesus tells him that he will be the rock of the entire church. If Jesus can do all of those things after Simon was changed to Peter, imagine what he can do with St. Paul Chapel now that we are St. Paul Chapel United Methodist Church. It will be an amazing thing to behold. I'm sure of it. Amen. As we go throughout this week, let us prepare our spirits and our hearts to be called children of God, to live into that calling, no matter how it manifests itself in each one of us, and to share the love of God with our neighbors. Today, for the benediction, I'm going to do something a little different. We had a beautiful benediction given to us by our head of the Judicial Council for the United Methodist Church that was here with us and was asked by our bishop to give that benediction. I hope that you will hear it with fresh ears and take it seriously in these times that we live in. So, receive now this benediction, ending with my regular benediction. As you go, may injustice inspire you. May unrighteousness give you courage. May suffering help you find compassion. May you sometimes get it right, and may you laugh when you don't. Love those who are wandering. Care for those who do not know how to ask. May God, who goes before us, bless us. May Jesus Christ, who redeems us, lead us into freedom. May the Holy Spirit give us peace. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.